Mic check. Oh shit, this thing already on. Hey y'all, it's Queen B Petty, and I know. Bitch, where you been? It's been a year. Listen, a lot has happened in 2019. You know, I ain't had a time. Okay, y'all leave me be. But I'm back. What's up, y'all? How y'all been? I'm going to give you a little snippet of what's happened to me in the past 12 fucking months. Well, most of y'all know I do not live in the 540 no mo. I think this area code is 910. Okay, so yeah, I'm in a whole different state. I'm happy, flourishing in life. I'm in a whole new lifestyle. Yes, the military lifestyle. No, I did not join the military, for those who are wondering, because that's not in my blood. Ain't no one gonna yell at pettiness, okay? Petty get, petty does. But anyways, yeah, everything has been very copacetic. You know, I'm out here just flourishing and shit. My hair growing out. I never lost my edges. If I were to have a lace front, you would be like, what lace? All of that. But one thing that has not changed is the pettiness that I will bestow on you. Okay? Yes, it's been a year. And again, I apologize for those who have been with me from the get-go. But listen, life happens. Okay? Bear with me. But we're going to get right into it. I would say, so far, I don't even know who I could crown the pettiest person of the year right now. Because there's so many people, you know? Like, just recently, you got Eminem and Nick Cannon going at it again. Now, I don't know about y'all, but that was probably the dumbest shit I have ever heard in my life. Nick Cannon still can't rap. Eminem, I don't know why, after all these months, years, or whatever, how long it's been a good time frame for you to randomly call out Nick Cannon, but hey, do you, playa? It sounded way better than what the fuck Nick put out with the whole Wildin' Out squad. Like, first of all, you got a bunch of improv comedian, quote unquote, rappers dissing Eminem. Like, if he wasn't on the show, they wouldn't be praising him instead of you, the one that gave him. But I digress. It's okay. You know, but you got that going on, then 50 coming in, then Jonah Lucas is popping up, and all these other niggas. And I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? I'm seriously confused. I have no idea what the hell is happening in the rap game, you know? Shit, what else has fucking happened? Apparently, what is that NBA player's name? Irrelevant, right? So apparently another NBA player is cheating on his wife, but then he goes back and saying, I'm not cheating, and I don't know why she praying my... Lord have mercy. If there's anything that I know from past doings and anything else, is stop putting your fucking business on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat. Hell, if you still got a MySpace, don't do it on there. Don't do it on Twitter, Twitch, none of that. Tinder, I don't want to see it. No one gives a flying fuck. What happens in your home needs to stay in your home. Come on, y'all. We all grown. And I hate to be that basic bitch, because let's be honest, a bitch is not basic. But I'm going to say the basic bitch saying, it's almost 2020. Like, we need to be over it. But deadass, we need to be over it. It is almost a whole new fucking decade, and niggas is still out here. Bitches too. Don't think I forgot about the bitches. But everybody's still out here putting their shit out everywhere. When I tell you, when this podcast when this podcast drops, niggas are gonna be like, she moved? She what? Why? Because Only a select few know what is going on in my life. But I am opening up the doors for my viewers, for my listeners, which are still probably that select few that already fucking know. But for those who have never heard this podcast before, please go back. I'm on every damn thing. Apple, Spotify, Google. Just look up Queen Bee Petty and you'll find me. You'll find me, I promise. But I'm opening up the doors to my life, not because I want to flaunt it, but because it's something that I think you may want to know, but if shit go left, you ain't never gonna know. I put out what I want y'all to see. And that's where a lot of these celebrities get the game fucked up. Like, what is that rapper's name? Oh, he ain't even a rapper. Boo-hoo. Fucking P, QP for Quality Control. Him and his baby mama going back and forth. Why? Why are you putting out text messages of you and your baby mama talking about cocaine and do you see this? And it looks like a kilo on my pussy. Like, no one cares. I personally don't want to see it. You got NLE Choppa telling his ex-girlfriend to get an abortion. You got fucking Bad Baby going, like, all these things that could literally be settled without the internet is just out there. And to be honest, y'all are all making a fool of yourselves. Because I know if I was a child or a cousin, hell, if I was the dog of the family, I'd be embarrassed to be related to you in any way, shape, or form. Because I don't want that energy around me. I'm sorry. Back it on up. I personally don't understand it. But hey, I ain't a celebrity just yet, you know. I'm making some money. Not really, but when I'm making some money, I don't know. But what I do know is if we still going through that same bullshit next year, niggas is getting canceled. Left and right. Canceled, okay? Everyone should take a page out of Drake's book. Niggas are gonna slaughter me for this, but take a page out of his book. Niggas ain't know he had a child till the album dropped and when he confirmed it. And to this day, there has not been an official picture of that child. Why? Because what happens in that baby mother's household stays in that baby mother's household. And when they want you to see it, you see it. Okay? Leave it alone. Let it go. Okay? You know he has a child? Perfect. You know what he looked like? No. I don't even know, and I'm his wife. I won't let that go. I don't give a damn what happens in my real life. Drake is mine, y'all. Don't let it fool you what happens. That's me. I was with him when he was Jimmy, before and after the wheelchair. Okay? Drizzy Drake. Sixth God, just Aubrey, I was with him. That was me. You know, where he said Bria's in trilogy. Yeah, he meant Brie, but he didn't want to put me out there, so we put an A at the end and replaced the E with an I. Don't even trip. Don't worry about it. But anyways, yeah, I really do hope in the future, very, very near future, that people will learn to keep what's private, private, and whatever they want to be seen, because it's just getting a little bit out of hand. It's been out of hand, but now it's just getting a little annoying. And, you know, I know more about someone's relationship than I know about their stats or their record sales. That's too much. I'm sorry. If you're not putting out an album, but I know you and your baby mama or you and your baby daddy out here arguing about an abortion and doing cocaine, being an unfit mother, an unfit father, or you out here flirting and fucking these actresses and actors and all this other stuff, and I haven't heard anything productive out of you for some time now, something wrong there. Sounds like a clout chaser. Smells like a clout chaser. looks like a clout chaser. I'm gonna need you to stop in your tracks, ma'am. I'm gonna need you to stop in your tracks, sir. You're doing too much. Speaking of doing too much, let me tell you about these hoes out here. Listen, this one is directed towards every woman in America, okay? I don't care if your husband is the president, the godfather of cocaine, the number one police officer in the world, motherfucking, I don't care if he, emphasis on he, rules every damn military base ever. You ain't him. You're doing too much when you think you deserve the same respect your man put in. And let me tell you why. Let me tell you what the fuck happened. So, as y'all know, like I said earlier, I am now in a military lifestyle. Okay? My man, he is a, I don't even fucking remember, Lance Corporal. Okay? He hasn't even been in the fleet for a year and he's already three steps up there while most of them are still on step one. Okay? He's doing the damn thing. Proud of his ass. Might give him some ass. I don't know. That's none of y'all business. But back to the situation at hand. He is up there and you got these little hoes and shit thinking that because they mans are sergeants, or master gunnery sergeants, or first captain, or whatever, sergeant, or whatever the fuck they are, they think that they deserve the same respect and the same amount of authority that they man have. Oh, let me stop you right there, honey boo boo. Did you serve this country? Did you go 13 weeks doing all that extra shit? Are you at grass week right now? Do you know how to hold a rifle correctly? Do you know the fucking Marine hymn? Do you know anything besides that big ass rock in your finger and the damn benefit number on the back of your DOD card? I don't think so. So shut the fuck up. I will set every fuck. I don't care if you are military spouse or girlfriend, boy, whatever. You could be the drug kingpin's girlfriend. I'll set you straight too. Because at the end of the day, your man worked for that position, not you. At the end of the day, ladies, and I'm sorry to say it, sounds super sexist. Don't give a fuck at me if you feel that way. You're arm candy. You're a trophy wife. But let's be clear on that, girls, ladies. Hell, for gentlemen, for those that got a strong-ass woman and you ain't do nothing to help her get to that point, you are arm candy. A trophy husband or boyfriend. And let me tell you why. You did not put that work in. They did. Yes, you may have been the reasoning for them putting the work in, but you didn't do it for them. They did it themselves. You know? Your man ain't out here pushing 20 kilos every other week with your assistance. No. And if you are, guess what? He still did it first. He's teaching you the game. You ain't teaching him shit. You are reaping the benefits. So shut up and just reap them. Because I promise you, if you come at me, me, Queen Bee Petty, if you come at me talking all this dumb shit, I'ma just set you straight and then send you back. Like, listen here, honey. Let me tell you something. Did you do any of this? No? Okay. Are you reaping any benefits from it? Yes? Okay. Tell me, what have you done for him to get to this point that you physically did that he didn't have to do? Nothing? You were just his cheerleader? Okay. So sit down. Be quiet. Get your hair done, your nails done, eyebrows, you know, pluck that mustache off or wax it, whatever you feel is comfortable, and sit there and look good while your man get that reward, them bands, that ring, Just shut up, okay? You can be the best support system ever as long as you don't say a motherfucking word to me about it. Because I'm not out here saying, yes, I am a Mrs. Lance Corporal. No, that's not me, honey. I will never, ever, ever do that. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I didn't work my ass off to get where he's at. I worked my ass off supporting him and make sure he's doing what he has to do. But that's a totally different thing. And that's where a lot of people, men and women, get confused. Just because you bent over backwards supporting someone, you know, missing work or missing something that was meaningful to you so you can support them, that doesn't really necessarily give you the right to take their title. You didn't earn that title. They did. But they did it and you supported them. Okay? And I don't know if I'm explaining it right because it makes sense to me, but I'm a little crazy. So maybe y'all let me know if I'm telling the truth or not. But yeah, like, you supported that person to get where they are in life and how they're going to keep going up. Okay? You didn't do that yourself and then pass the title from yourself to them. That's not how it works. So when you coming at me like you're the fucking first sergeant or you're the kingpin or you're the one that got all them NBA or NFL rings and championships, I'm going to look at you like, show me the proof. Is your name on the roster? Because if I look up last name, sure, the last name might be the same, but is the first name. You don't look like a Walter, Susan. I don't think you're a Walter, okay? Listen here, Benjamin. Oh, you're not Benjamin, you're Bethany? Okay, cool. Sit the fuck down. Like, I don't want to hear all that. You are the support group. You are the arm candy, trophy wife, trophy girlfriend, boyfriend, husband. You are there to look good and support him and shut the fuck up about it. Thank you. Moving along. I'm going to have to set these hoes straight, y'all. They're going to pick me crazy. I swear they're going to make me crazy. And I'm going to pop off. And Lord knows, I can't afford to go to jail. I mean, I could if I really and truly wanted to. But I don't want to, okay? I don't want a record 2020, all right? I got big things happening. I'm not going to tell y'all because, again, when I want it to be seen, you will see it, okay? But I will give you a hint. It has to work with the G-Y-M. That's it. That's all I'm going to tell you. If you want to know, you can ask me personally. I probably still won't answer. Some of y'all probably already know. If not, oh well. Only people that I know that know are my man and my family. That's it. That's all I need to know. But, I do plan on keep doing this podcast a little bit longer. You know, I won't give y'all a year hiatus again. I know I was being cussed the fuck out. You know, it's still Love Lace the Gang. I still love y'all, Nick Bohr, Feral Vision. I still love all of y'all. It's been a while. I know I'm a disappointment. Fucking sue me. So, but yeah, man, I'm gonna keep doing this. I want everyone to have a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. Y'all not gonna hear me when the new year pop up because y'all know how I do. I be drunk as fuck on the New Year's. So y'all have a safe and happy new year. And y'all gonna hear from me again. Don't even fret. Don't trip. Don't worry. I promise I'm gonna keep it going. A lot of people surprisingly were like, yo, what happened to your podcast? And I'm just like, I don't know. I have a lot of free time on my hands. Not a lot, but enough to make a podcast here and there. So I'm not going to have a set day on when these things are going to drop. Just be on the lookout, okay? Go ahead and put your notifications back on for Queen Bee Petty, all right? I want y'all to stay petty and proud. And you will hear from me soon. All right, y'all.